Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Rick.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors. RTPOutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Pull that chair in real close to the campfire. Your host, Ray I, here with Peanut and Matty G. The Vogelvogler is recovering in the hospital for a little surgery. He's doing fine this morning. We send our best out to him, of course. Turkey season all over America. This morning you heard our little turkey intro, including Missouri youth season this weekend. And yes, I'm in the studio, coming from the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, 590 The Fan, because my granddaughter's coming in on the airplane this morning, little Emma from Florida. I'm going to get to spend some time with my baby girl. So good luck to all the little people out there. Have a good hunt and have a lot of fun, getting lots of reports in. Joel Shipman's out with a youngster, and the Conservation Federation of Missouri, Brandon Butler's out with a young man this morning. He said, let me see if I can find what he said here. He said he's hunting with Carlton Pearson, son of state representative from St. Louis. They have hen at 15 yards feeding in the decoys, and gobblers gobbling behind him and waiting for things to happen. How cool is that? Very cool. Another really neat thing about the Conservation Federation of Missouri, they have their annual Missouri Youth Hunt today, and that's what he's on, and with Governor Greitens. And what was really cool, I just got a report that last night, the governor took all the kids, all 17 of the kids, and took them to the mansion for dinner last night. They ate with the governor. And it's just really, really cool. I got a guest getting ready to get on, but I got to tell you what we have on the show. First one up, and here in just a minute, we're going to go out and see Todd Rogers out there with Rut and Strut Outfitter. He's doing a little report for us. Joe Tires, Hero Hunt, and also Jose and Don. Billy Yargis with Flambeau. We're going to go out and grab him. I'm going to do a little turkey calling instruction in segment four. And then we got the really cool thing, only here on Eye on the Outdoors. We're going to run down to Argentina for a red stag hunt report with Tony Caggiano with World Slam Adventures. How cool is that? And then Gary Mason finally released the inductees for the 2017 Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, and we're going to be covering that with him in Segment 6. Then I've got a few hunts and some box call instruction in Segment 7. And then our story time, because of youth season, is called Young Guns, the Future of America, Hunting with America's Little People. So that's going to be, we just got a really great show. But right now, we're going to do a little intro for this guy coming up right now. He's probably on some dirt hill, red dirt hill out there in western Oklahoma. And Maddie's going to pull him up a little intro here.
Caught a glimpse of where he landed. He's 100 yards coming. Now he's running right down the end of this loaded gun. I'm a running gun from the break of the sun. Gotta cut them off and get in front. I can't sit in a trance. I take the chance till I find one that wants to dance, son. Sometimes I wonder about my never-ending hunger for chasing thunder.
Now, this guy's always chasing a little thunder. Todd Rogers. Hey, Todd. Welcome to the show, buddy.
How you doing, Ray?
Great, man. What's it look like out there this morning? I'm excited to hear your report.
Well, we're filling some tags for sure.
I've been seeing some stuff on Facebook. You guys are putting some birds down.
Yep. I think we've had 17 guys through camp so far, and we're two birds short of getting every tag filled.
That is awesome. What's the birds doing this morning out there?
Well, there's, matter of fact, old Josh has my oldest son behind the house, and there was birds strutting and heading towards them when I got the phone call to get on the radio.
Okay. Well, so, you'll have to give us a report. Let us know how that goes. Well, you going to save a few turkeys for our group coming out next week or the end of next weekend?
I think I'll manage to save a couple for you.
Thank you. Well, I'd sure appreciate it, Todd. why don't you tell our listeners about your outfitting business real quick?
Okay. I started my business in 2000. We've got probably 45,000 acres of private ground leased and do deer, turkey, and predator hunts.
Yes, and you're going to host our media hunt with Tony Caggiano with World Slam Adventures. We're going to have Linda Powell from Mossberg come in and some great gals and David Draper. Have you met David? You're going to have to keep an eye on him.
No, I have not met him.
Well, you need to keep an eye on that guy, okay?
Okay.
I just want to give you fair warning.
On him. Okay.
Well, awesome. So turkeys ought to be about right the time we get out there, right?
Yeah, they're still a little bit hemmed up right now, but another 10 days and it should be real good.
That sounds awesome. Where are you at this morning?
I'm 100 yards from my house.
Oh, that's good. Maybe that's where I ought to hunt, 100 yards from your house. That sounds easy to get back to the coffee pot.
There was 5 longbeards headed towards Josh and Cole this morning when I left the back porch. So
that's awesome.
Life is good.
Life is good. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much, Todd. Appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are this time of year, and we'll be seeing you real soon. I'll be seeing you right after Easter, okay?
Yep. See you on the 17th.
All right, brother. Thanks, Todd.
Ray, thank you. Mm-hmm. See you soon.
Yep. Bye. What a great report, huh? I hope you're doing well out there this morning, Vogler Vogler. You're kind of weird in here with your chair empty. Me and Matt sitting here looking around at each other. What do you think, Matt?
It's really weird in
here.
Yeah,
it's strange.
Quiet.
Nobody to yell at.
I know.
Nobody to throw stuff at.
This is throwing me off a little bit.
You know, I have to say this, and it seems weird, but when Peanut came in, she did her run thing this morning.
Right.
All through the place and hid and came out and did all that. She's been everywhere looking for him this morning.
I know. I can imagine. I've been everywhere looking for him, and I...
Well, let's take a break. Can you take us to the other side? We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to visit with Joe Tire's Hero Hunt, Inc., and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.